Hey, what is up? Welcome to episode 267 of the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast. I'm your host, Brian Lofermento. This is a featured Friday episode. It's going to be super lighthearted, but I'm so excited about it because we are going to be talking about how to find deep and meaningful and uplifting friendships and connections and relationships that are going to help you as an entrepreneur. I am so excited to share this stuff with you. I don't even know where this episode's gonna go. Let's dive in. To kick off today's episode, as I always am. So this is a Featured Friday episode, and these are some of my favorite episodes because I get to feature whatever topic I want to talk about or any guest that I want to have onto the show. And because of all of that freedom, it's not always easy for me to come up with topics because it's just an open window, whereas for Mindset and Motivation Monday, I always have questions from listeners that really shape the content. For Strategy Wednesday, there's so many emails and Facebook messages and Instagram DMs that I get with people who have deep and burning business questions, so it's really easy to answer those. But come Fridays, I ask myself, you know what? What feature topics do we not often talk about in the world of entrepreneurship that I want to touch on? Because I know that it's going to make a difference for you, the listeners. And today's episode is special for me because I have so much travel coming up. I'm going to be on the East Coast for a couple of weeks, going to Europe this summer. So I have so much travel coming up, and my mind is just stirring with ideas for how I'm going to take the content to the next level for the rest of Q2 and Q3 and Q4 of 2019. I've got some really, really special things up my sleeves. But at the root of it, today's podcast episode actually came to me on a late night walk here in Los Angeles, California, just strolling down by the ocean. It's a super clear night, so I'm actually recording this here at night. It's Thursday night here in Los Angeles. Super clear night, so many stars in the sky. And it hit me. I was just like, you know what we don't talk about very often in the entrepreneurial world is how to find relationships and friendships that lift us up and empower us as entrepreneurs, because the world is full of so many people who want us to play it safe. And even worse than that, the world is so full of people who want us to stay where they are, because they have a scarcity mindset and they're afraid to see other people succeed, because then it makes them look inwards at their own selves and question all of their own life decisions. So you guys know this already from the podcast. I call those people haters. There's way too many people who are haters in this world, but fortunately for us, there are millions, actually no, there are literally billions of good people on this planet, all of who want you to succeed, all of who want to lift you up, all of who want to support you and encourage you and help you however they can. It's just a matter of finding them. And I consider that to be one of, actually, I'm just going to make this hugely bold claim right here on today's episode. The biggest asset that I have in my life is a support system. And that support system consists primarily of my family, who have given me an incredible foundation. Nothing means more to me on this planet than my family. And secondly is my friends, my support system of my friends. I mean, they mean the world to me. My entrepreneurial friends, my day-to-day friends, the people who lift me up. And I consider them that important in my entrepreneurial journey and in my life because truly, they encompass everything about lifting me up and supporting me and encouraging me. And I sincerely count that as one of, I mean, I just said it, the biggest, aside from my family, the biggest asset that I have in my entrepreneurial journey. So that's why I'm so excited, in case you can't tell, I am so excited to share with you how I think you can go about finding this for yourself. Because if you do not have that support system just yet, you are missing out on what's going to become your biggest asset as an entrepreneur. Now, remember, today we're talking about how to find those people. We're not necessarily talking about where to find those people, which I think those are two very different topics. I mean, I can give you some ideas for the where. I mean, you could go find Facebook groups, you could go to meetups, you could go to entrepreneurial events and conferences and retreats. There's so many different options when it comes to the where of finding people. And also don't forget, you don't have to only view this through the lens of entrepreneurship. I mean, so many of my incredible friends are not entrepreneurs, yet they support me, they cheer me on, they encourage me, they give me that support despite not being entrepreneurs, which that's awesome too. Today is all about good people and good support systems. And that's why I'm staying away from the wheres and sticking to the how. And here's the concept that I came up with when I thought about today's episode, is that there are really two ways to forge deep and meaningful connections with human beings on this planet. And these are the two ways that have worked for me. There's probably more than two ways, but I'm specifically going to talk about two ways. And I'll give you some tangible examples. So those two ways, I think that if you are truly looking to find deep and meaningful connections, you need to leverage these two ways. The first is through shared interests. So shared interests, in my opinion, is the first way to find deep and meaningful connections. So for me, for example, a lot of my friends here in Los Angeles, most of my closest friends are tennis friends. I love my tennis friends. We play tennis together, we compete together, we cheer each other on, we try to make each other better, we tell each other, dude, this is not working on your game. You gotta start doing this differently. So I love my tennis friends. We're honest with each other. We push each other. We compete with each other. That shared interest of tennis really deepens our connection. And I'm going to show you guys an entrepreneurial example. So coming on the show next week, next week's Featured Friday episode is with Travis Sherry, who's the founder of ExtraPackOfPeanuts.com. He's the co-founder of the Paradise Pack. Travis is one of my favorite entrepreneurs in the entire world. He's an incredible dude, an incredible businessman who cares about his audience. And he has a huge audience. Travis is the man in his industry. And here's a fun story about how Travis and I met. So I respected Travis's work from afar as a consumer. I actually purchased his frequent flyer bootcamp back in, I don't know, it might have been 2013 or 2014. And I thought to myself, my gosh, this guy's amazing. And I reached out to him and I said, dude, I got to interview you, or we have to collaborate in some way. And then I just totally forgot about that interview and we never really connected. And little did I know, Travis was keeping an eye on my work. So he had actually seen what was one of my first major launches in my space. It was called The Key to More Customers and Clients. I put my first ever course on a golden USB key drive and mailed it out all across the world. And I guess, I didn't know this at the time, but I guess Travis was really impressed by that launch. So him and I both ended up at the same entrepreneurial event in New York City. We actually didn't know that. I don't even think Travis knew it was an entrepreneurial event. He was just at that bar where the event was taking place in the Upper East Side of New York City. And I was living in Boston at the time, and Travis lives in Philadelphia. And I was at the bar, or from near the bar, I saw Travis. And I was like, holy cow, I think that's Travis Sherry. And him and I both ended up at the bar at the same time. And I turned to him and I was just like, dude, are you Travis Sherry? And he looked at me and he goes, are you Brian LoFermento? And we connected just like that. But here's where the shared interests come in, because I think too many entrepreneurs, instead of using this concept that I'm sharing with you today of shared interests, instead of doing shared interests or using shared interests, they always try to talk about business. I don't know many deep and meaningful connections that have existed exclusively through business. Leverage those shared interests. So in my case, I don't really follow American sports, but the one sports team that I do like here in the US is the Boston Celtics. And I know Travis is from Philadelphia, so immediately I started talking to him and I was like, dude, are you a 76ers fan? Does that make you a Sixers fan? And it turns out Travis is a huge 76ers fan. I'm a huge Celtics fan. That was our common connection. So even throughout the year, ever before we became really close friends, ever before we collaborated business-wise, we had that shared interest of basketball, of the NBA. And so that really deepened our friendship. We would text each other about games. It gave us an excuse to connect. That's the beautiful thing about shared interests. If I play tennis and you play tennis, there's a natural reason for us to connect after we first meet. There's a natural reason for us to communicate. And it doesn't have to do with either of us trying to leverage each other's businesses or trying to pick each other's brains and do some sort of superficial business networking or connecting. It really allows us to enjoy each other through shared interests. So at the root of that, and this is maybe the most excited thing that I am to talk about on today's episode, is the only way to discover those, the only way to identify those shared interests is by expressing your interests. You can't find shared interests without interests. And it's something we've talked about so many times before on this podcast, where I've said these words a million times before. The only person you'll ever be able to be is you. So you better be you endlessly. You better be infinitely you. You better make sure the entire world knows who you are, what you care about, what you value, what you're interested in, what lights you up. I mean, just think, you've listened to this podcast for however many episodes. You probably know some things about me. You know I love Los Angeles. You know I love tennis. You know how much I care about my family. You know how much I travel. I am never shy to share those things about myself. And that's why, from an entrepreneurial perspective, it kills me when I see entrepreneurs not flaunting their truest selves. I mean, if I listen to your podcast, if I see YouTube videos of you, if I jump onto your Facebook or your Instagram, I better get a feel for who you are. I don't want a bunch of staged pictures of you. I don't want to see all these photo shoots that you hired a photographer for to make you look good. I want to see you. If I don't see you, if we can't latch on to some shared interests, it's really hard to deepen our connection. So it's so important about shared interests. Figure out what your interests are and then unabashedly, unashamedly, unapologetically share those interests with the world, because you will have no clue just how deeply you can connect with people until you start discovering shared interests. So that's the first concept. The second concept is shared experiences. Because here's the thing, you will never, especially in your first messaging with someone, if you meet them online, whether it's in a Facebook group or in a meetup group or wherever it is, it's really hard to identify all of your shared interests up front without being like, hey, I'm Brian, I like tennis, I like soccer, I like Los Angeles, I like traveling, I love my family. Unless you do that, it's really hard in the course of a natural conversation to identify all of your shared interests. So the second one, and you can do this with anybody, literally anybody you meet, you can leverage this second concept with, and that's shared experiences. I so deeply believe in the concept of shared experiences. Now, here's what I mean by shared experiences. I'm going to give the example of Mariela Torres. So Mariela has been a podcast guest. She was episode 101. She's the owner and founder of Killin' with Chic. She lives here in Los Angeles. And her and I have grown a really deep and meaningful friendship over my 2 years of living here in Los Angeles because of shared experiences. Now, on the surface level, Mariela and I don't have that many shared interests. She is big time into the feminist movement. She does a lot of incredible things in the world of female empowerment. And she has a mastermind group for females who are looking to be entrepreneurs and spread their message. I obviously don't play in that arena. I mean, that's not where I invest my energies. Totally support the movement. I think she's doing incredible work, but it's just not a shared interest for us. She doesn't play sports. We don't bond over that. We have very little shared interests. Of course, we both love Los Angeles, so that's one shared interest, but really our friendship has deepened thanks to shared experiences. So here's how that happened. So Mariella and I connected actually my very first night of living in Los Angeles. We met actually completely spontaneously at Santa Monica Pier. Her and one of her friends from home, they just walked past me and we started chatting because me and a friend were taking pictures and they were asking us about our lenses. And a couple months went by and then Mariella hit me up on Facebook and she said, "Dude, we've never hung out." And it's just in my nature. I love being spontaneous, where I replied to her and I said, "How spontaneous are you feeling? Do you want to go for a ride?" And that's it. And so I picked her up in Santa Monica. We rode up the Pacific Coast Highway up to Malibu with the top down. And we just had a really good time. We were listening to music. We were talking. We were pointing at funny things we saw on the side of the road. Pacific Coast Highway never has a dull moment. We drove to the top of the hill in Malibu and just overlooked the ocean. It was really incredible. And so that shared experience gave us things to talk about, helped us create conversation, helped us find out our shared perspectives of the world. You can't figure out how deeply you see the world in the same way without shared experiences. So my tidbit for you in concept one was shared interests. You need to be you. That's how you find shared interests. But for this concept two, for shared experiences, here's how you can really leverage that. It's two words. It's two very simple words. Be serendipitous. And I mean that in every sense of the world. And it's probably not something you do in your day-to-day life just yet. It's something that's evolved for me over the years. For example, I mean, I've done this multiple times in Los Angeles where I meet somebody, it might be 5 o'clock in the afternoon, maybe we're both seeing the sunset. And by the way, I'm not saying this in dating terms. This is not how I go about meeting people to date. This could be guys or girls, it could be anybody. So I can meet somebody around 5 o'clock. And if I'm walking to dinner and we just start chatting, whether it's over a sunset or they're also riding a bike and I'm riding a bike and we end up at an intersection together, I'm open to serendipity. And I'll just throw it out there. I'll be like, "Yo, what are you up to? You want to grab dinner? I'm on the way to dinner right now. Do you have any dinner plans tonight?" Be open to serendipity. That's how you experience, or that's how you leverage shared experiences. And I see this all the time. I mean, I love when you, the podcast listeners, hit me up when you're going to be in Los Angeles. To me, that's the coolest thing in the world. It takes someone who's open to serendipity to email a stranger whose voice they've listened to through their headphones for a year, 6 months, or even just a week and say, "Hey, Brian, let's get together." I've had so many incredible experiences with podcast listeners who we've hung out in real life. Those are the people who I have deep relationships with. So when you meet people, whether it's at an entrepreneurial event, whether it's on the street, whether it's in a coffee shop, whether it's on a tennis court, wherever you are in the world, I hope today's episode is your invitation to be open to serendipity. Just be open to it. It may be outside of your normal behavior, but these are the ways you will create such deep shared experiences. I mean, it's how I met my best friend here in Los Angeles. His name's Phil. Shout out to Phil. He's from England. He's lived here in LA for a few years. I met him at a donut shop. So anyone who knows me really well knows that I have a huge sweet tooth. I heard Phil's English accent. We started talking about soccer. And right then and there, I messaged him like hours later. We exchanged Instagram accounts. I messaged him hours later and I said, "Dude, I'm going to the Boston Celtics game here against the Clippers next week. Don't know if you're into basketball at all, but if you want to come, there's a bunch of us who are going to the game." And Phil said, "Yeah." And that shared experience has created the deepest friendship that I have here in Los Angeles. But at the root of that is serendipity. At the root of that is being open to serendipity. So that's how you find deep and meaningful relationships. I know that this is not necessarily what we talk about on a usual basis here on the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast, but that's what makes it so fun, is that this is the stuff that will truly empower you as an entrepreneur. This is the stuff that will truly enhance your happiness, your excitement, your support system, your journey, your success. It can do so much for you. And that's why I was so excited about today's episode. This was a Featured Friday episode. Concept number one, find people with shared interests, and two, create shared experiences by being open to serendipity. Next time you meet someone, don't ask them to go to coffee so you could pick their brain. Text them and say, hey, do you want to go for a walk? Hey, do you want to go to a comedy show? Hey, do you want to just go hang out in a coffee shop? Hey, do you want to go for a ride? Think about something that will create a shared experience rather than you guys sitting there trying desperately to find a way to use each other in business terms. No, that will come with a deep and meaningful relationship, but create those shared experiences. That's it for me today. This was so much fun for me. I am heading to the East Coast next week for Easter. I get to see my niece and nephew, my brother, my sister, my parents. I'm so excited to travel to the East Coast next week. But either way, don't worry, because even while I'm traveling, we've got new episodes coming on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Travis Sherry is going to be on the podcast next Friday. I'm so excited about that interview. I haven't done it yet. Super excited to talk to Travis every time. It's just an incredible bundle of excitement and energy and knowledge and wisdom and inspiration. So be ready for that episode next week. I will see you, as always, here on the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast. All right, quick note to close today's episode. This was such a fun episode for me to record. I hope you got as much value as I was excited to record this one. I want to give a huge shout out to JasonTX512, who I actually know who that username is. It's Jason Garcia over in San Antonio, Texas, for leaving a review of the podcast. Jason wrote, he went from analysis paralysis to action taker. He wrote, I never miss an episode of Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur. Brian took me from sitting on the sidelines in analysis paralysis to an action taker who finally launched my business. If you've got the itch to do something great and transform your life, then there's no better place to start than right here. So thank you so much, Jason, for that review. You're an incredible entrepreneur. And dude, I can't wait to have you on the show as a guest one of these days soon. And the reason why I'm giving a shout out to Jason is because it means the world to the show if you do leave a rating and review. It only takes 2 minutes. So wherever it is that you listen to podcasts, if you use the podcast app on whatever Apple device you have, your iPhone, your iPad, your MacBook, wherever it is that you listen to podcasts, leave a rating and review. It really makes a huge difference to podcasters just like me. So if you could do that, awesome. If not, subscribe. I love having you here, and I will see you next week on the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast.